Okay, everyone, welcome back to Parshas HaShavua. This week's Parshas, Parshas Ra'eh. I hope you can hear me clearly. It's pretty huge rain out there. But we'll keep going. So this week is Parshas Ra'eh. As I said, also it's very special Shabbos coming up, being that it's Shabbos Mevorchim Elul, where the new journey starts. Rosh Chodesh Elul is Sunday and Monday. So we begin the journey of Elul to Tishrei. So I want to just focus a little bit on the first pasuk in this week's parasha. I'll read it to you. The first pasuk tells us, Re'ei onoichi noisein lifneichem hayoim. Moshe Rabbeinu turns to the Jewish people and he says, Re'ei, have a look. Have a look. Onoichi noisein lifneichem hayoim. I am placing before you, lifneichem, before you, hayoim today, Brocha uklolo, blessings and curses. Now, a simple reading of that is that it's in context of what follows, that the Yidden were about to go into Eretz Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them about a mitzvah, that when they come into Eretz Yisrael, there were two mountains called Har Grizim and Har Evel, and all the Jewish people gathered, six tribes gathered on the one mountain, six tribes on the other mountain, and the Levim were in the middle, and they listed, this is in a few weeks' time, we'll read it in the Parsha, Parsha's Kisovoi. They turned to the one mountain and they gave a whole bunch of blessings. Baruch Ha'ish, the blessings to those that will uphold Hashem's Torah. And then they turned to the other mountain and they cursed those that will violate the Torah. That was part of an additional layer of the covenant that we enter in between us and Hashem. And that's what happened when the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael. Now, that's specifically what the Pasuk is talking about. However, obviously, in a more general sense, it's a general concept. Hashem is telling us we have free choice. Hashem is telling us that I'm placing before you today, Moshe Rabbeinu says, bracha, blessing, and the opposite of blessing. And obviously, our duty is to choose blessing and choose the path of life and choose the connection to Hashem. Excuse me. Now, there are a number of different aspects of this pasuk which need to be understood. So, one of them is something the Kliyokra says. I want to just share with you two quick ideas that the Kliyokra says, beautiful concepts. And he says, if he looks at the pasuk, he says, when Moshe Rabbeinu begins the pasuk, he says, Re'eh, which means have a look, see. That's in the singular, as if he's talking to one person. And then it says, Anoichi, have a look, I am placing before you. It doesn't say Lefonecha, which would be the singular, similar, equivalent, in other words. But it says, lifneichem, before you in the plural. Says the Kliyokra, why is this? So he says the following. Because the Rambam tells us, the famous Rambam based on the Chazal, that a person should always look at himself or herself as if the world is in balance. The world is half mitzvahs, half not mitzvahs, and one action or one thought or one speech that we do could tip the scales for the good. And in other words, we have an impact on the entire world. We need to do that reflection that everything we do and everything that we're going to think about can in fact affect everyone. Therefore, says the Kiyarka, this is what the pasuk means. Moshe Rabbeinu turns to every individual and he says, Re'eh, you, the singular person, have a look, reflect, think about this. Anoichi noisein, I am giving you Lifneichem, I'm giving it to you, to everyone. In other words, I'm giving the Lifneichem to you. I'm giving the whole nation to you. It's in your hands. You need to understand whatever you do impacts everyone else. So Re'eh, every individual, have a look that I'm giving the community, Lifneichem, you in the plural, over to you. And with that, he also comments about the word Hayoim. What does it mean, Hayoim, today? Why today? So he says, we know that halachically, of course, by Matan Torah, we all became Hashem's nation, Har Sinai, and we entered into the covenant between us and Hashem. But the Chazal tell us that this concept that we are responsible for one another, called Arvus, this idea that we can make Kiddush for someone else, we can be Moitzi someone else, we have to take care of someone else, we are responsible for someone else. That took place at Har Grizim and Har Evel, that covenant that I just spoke about before, that they went into when they gathered at the two mountains of Har Grizim and Har Evel. Therefore, he says, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hayoim, the day, today, because we're going into the Har Grizim and Har Evil, the blessings and the opposite of blessings, which will be done by those two mountains. And it's going to be at that point, on that day, that you become responsible for each other. That's why Hayoim, today is the day that I want you to reflect as an individual that I'm giving you the Lifneichem, that you are now responsible for everyone. Then he says another point, interesting point. He says the word Hayoim, Hayoim means daytime, which is a general, another idea, but a beautiful lesson. Says the Kli Yakar, Hayoim means the cycle of the daytime, the sun. Now we find in Chazal that the sun, the power of the sun, the heat of the sun, has two opposite powers. For example, the sun, the heat of the sun, will melt wax, but yet it will harden the egg. The heat, if you cook something in the sun or cook something generally with heat, it will make the egg harder, but will melt the wax. The Gemara tells us that it will, if someone does laundry, the launderer, the person who's doing laundry, the heat will make his face black, but yet it will make the garment white, clean of any dirt. And he says, what is all this? He says, not because of these changes don't come from the sun, but of course they come from the fact that Hashem, it transcends opposites. And Hashem, when he gives us, everything can be taken in two ways, just like the sun. Hayoim. And therefore says the Kli Yakar, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us, I'm giving you today the connection to Hashem, but you need to understand that you can use it in two ways. It's in your hands, lifneichem. It's in your hands if you use it bracha, if you use it for blessing, or chas v'sholom, use it for the opposite. Hashem gives us whatever he gives us. He gives us sun, he gives us the day, he gives us blessing. But it's up to the receiver of the blessing, whether it's going to be the one or the other, the bracha or the opposite, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu means, re'ei anoichi noisei lifneichem, by giving it over to you, hayoim, like the daytime, the sun has two opposites, it's in your hands. While we're on this word lifneichem, which is also an interesting word, because one would imagine every word in the Torah is exact, so I could have just said, Moshe Rabbeinu could have said, Re'ei onoichi noisein lochem. I'm giving it to you. What does lifneichem mean? So in many places, the Bavitcher Rebbe points out that lifneichem, based on the Hasidic teachings, that the word lifneichem has a different translation. Lifneichem can mean not just before you, but it can mean lipnimiuschem, to your pnimius, to internalize, to internalization, which means Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us that it's come the time where the connection to Hashem that you have, I am giving it to you today, lifneichem, so you can bring it bipnimius, you can internalize and make it part of who you are. Because of course there are two ways we can have a connection to Hashem. It can be very superficial. We follow him, we do his mitzvahs because he's in charge. But no, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Re'ei anoichi noisein lifneichem. What I'm giving you over today, I want you lifneichem to take it and internalize it. But you have to take the gift that Hashem gives us, but don't just take it superficially, take it in a way when you really properly bring it into your essence. And finally, I want to share with you an idea from the Sori Alofim. And he connects it to the month of Elul. Because we know the Shaloh HaKadosh doesn't say this, but the Shaloh HaKadosh says, we mentioned this number of times, the Shaloh HaKadosh says that every time we read a parsha of the week, it's always connected to the time that we're in. Parshas Re'ei is always read either on Rosh Chodesh Elul, or like this year, most times, Shabbos Mevarchim Elul. And therefore, obviously, it's got a huge connection to the month of Elul. The month of Elul, of course, is the month of Rachamim, the month of Hashem's compassion and mercy. It's also the month of Tshuva, the month of Cheshbon, as it's called, the time to reflect on the year gone by and to make amends and to resolve and prepare for a better year ahead in terms of our own avodas Hashem. But of course, Hashem will make it a better year in terms of his brachas. But he says the following. He says that there's a Gemara, a famous Gemara, that there's two kinds of tshuva, right? And we'll see how this connects to this pasuk in a minute. There's two kinds of tshuva. There's tshuva me'yira, tshuva out of fear, and tshuva me'ahava, tshuva out of love. Says the Gemara, what does that mean? When a person does tshuva because out of fear of Hashem, then the intentional averis are not fully forgiven, but they become like unintentional ones. They become like averis you've done by mistake. However, if a person does tshuva me'ahava, he does tshuva out of love, then he embraces the tshuva to such a point where zdoinos, his averis, become like mitzvahs. Whatever exactly that means, but that's what the Gemara says. So the famous question that all the Mefarshim ask is, I understand that if we do tshuva out of love, Hashem will forgive us completely and there'll be no more trace of the Avera. Why should it be turned into mitzvahs? I mean, the Avera was an Avera. The wrongdoing was a wrongdoing. Why should it be turned into mitzvahs? There are many explanations. We've talked about many in the past, but this is the one that he gives, an interesting one. And he based it on a pasuk in Parshas Va'eschanan, where the Torah has a long pasuk which tells us to remember, not to forget. Pasuk says, Raki Shamalacha, you should be careful, you should guard, you should make sure you don't forget all the things that you saw. Don't go astray from all the things you experienced. And then the pasuk says, the day that Hashem gave us the Torah. So the literal pshat of the pasuk is that we must never forget the day of Matan Torah. But he said that could have been said much, much more in a brief way. But the pasuk goes into a long sort of lengthy detail, how it's important not to forget. And he said, maybe it's a general instruction. It's a general instruction not to forget the past. Now, let's just make that clear. We have a very, very important foundation in the way we do tshuva and the way we move forward and become more connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that we never get stuck in the past. We get stuck in the past is a terrible thing. We always have to move forward. We always have to look with hope into the future. But the past is important. We need to learn from the past. And he says, it's actually always easier to completely forget the past. People are scared to confront their past. They confront their failures, confront the things they did wrong. It's a very difficult thing to actually do. And therefore, sometimes we want to behave ourselves going forward, but we don't actually want to even think about the past. He says, no, that's not what Hashem wants. Hashem says not to forget. Why? Because Hashem wants us to learn from the past, to become stronger from the past. In other words, when we do something, we need to think about, that's part of the cheshbon ha-nefesh we do in Elul. We need to think about the past, not because to get stuck in it and to despair and to feel bad, but actually to learn. Why did I make that mistake? What brought it? How can I be better in the future? Because when we do that, the past actually becomes the teacher of the future. And that's what the Torah is telling us. Pen tishkach, don't forget. Don't go away from kol yemei chayecha, everything that's happened in the past, you should embrace, you should include in the process of growing in the future. And he says, this is the difference between tshuva meyira and tshuva me'ahava. Tshuva meyira means it's an incomplete tshuva. It's tshuva out of fear. Fear to think about the past. So you just try and do what you can from now onwards. But you leave the past behind, you don't learn from the past. Says the Gemara, that's not really a proper tshuva, and the averas that you did intentionally only become unintentional ones. But if you do tshuva me'ahava, you're tshuva out of love, you embrace the tshuva process. You're not scared of the tshuva process. You're not scared to learn from the past. You know that Hashem knows that we're not perfect and He designed us that way. We make mistakes and that's fine. And we think about those mistakes and we use them. We bring them into the tshuva process. We learn from them. We elevate them. Then not only are we forgiven completely, that tshuva me'ava, but zdoinus nasa kemitzvahs. They become like mitzvahs. Why? Because they become the catalysts of a stronger future. They become the catalyst. They become the cause for a stronger connection to Hashem in the future because we've learned from the past. We've given it meaning. We're giving it a purpose. Obviously, we're not supposed to initially enter into failures and sin and so on, but if we did, and we all do, we all make mistakes, and we think about them, we go in the past, and we actually bring them along, and it informs and guides the future, then it becomes like mitzvahs because it's actually becoming the cause for us serving Hashem in a much better way. That's what he says. And therefore, that then can be connected back to this week's parsha. It's, again, it's an Elul idea, but it can be brought back to this week's parsha. Hashem says, Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, Re'ei anoisen anoichi noisen lifneichem. Lifneichem can mean be before you. It can mean to internalize, as we said before, but it can also mean before in time. Anoichi noisen lifneichem. I'm giving you the past. What happened lifnei? What happened before today? I'm giving it to you. Don't abandon it. Look at it. Learn from it and make a better future out of it. And that's the pshat, according to him, what it means. I'm giving you the past. I'm giving you what happened before today. The Chiddush Harim says, he says, when a person does something wrong, one of his things he talked about, tshuva, he says, when a person does an avera, it's brought down in the Sfas Emes, then he's really not only doing the Avera, he's transgressing a different Avera, the Avera of stealing. What do you mean stealing? Gzela. says Hashem gave us his world, Hashem gave us our time, Hashem gave us the days that we have to use for a particular idea, but use for a particular purpose. When we misuse it, it's like stealing from Hashem. That's what he says. But in the light of what we just explained before, we can say, you know, when a person, Chas v'Shalom, steals, there's a mitzvah that comes after that called v'heshivas hagzeila. You can return. It's a mitzvah to return the thing that we stole. We have the power of tshuva. Tshuva fixes the past. But the real tshuva not only fixes the past, it's derived from the past. We learn from that theft that we took away time that Hashem gave us that we weren't supposed to use in the way we did. And now we make it into the teacher of how we should behave in the future and be strong in the future. That's giving back that theft completely. And therefore Hashem receives that return and he completely forgives us. Not only does, but he makes that into a mitzvah. So therefore it's no longer a theft, because that day that we're supposed to use for a mitzvah indeed becomes a mitzvah, because we're using it to teach us on how to behave. We're doing lifneichem, we're looking at what happened before, not getting stuck there, but learning from there how to make a better future. And therefore, actually, those days that we didn't use properly become the mitzvah. So I'm going to get in early and just wish everyone, first of all, a good week and a good Shabbos. But coming, it's after Tu B'Av already, where Sfaradim have a minhag ready to wish each other Shana Tova. And certainly when we talk about the Shabbos with Vorchem Elul, everyone should only have, we should obviously do what we can to inspire ourselves. I just want to mention that in Bina, we've got a huge Elul program coming up. So please watch all the notifications and the emails and the WhatsApps. And let's do a bit more, especially this year. We need lots of brachas for ourselves, for Eretz Yisrael. So we'll do our part, and Hashem will for sure give us a ksiv v'chsim v'toyve and a good gibench to you. All the best.